Listening Test 10. Listen to two people discussing three candidates for a job.
So, that's the interviews finished. Let's talk about the three candidates.
Mm-hmm.
First, Matthew Ibbotson. What did you think of him?
Well, he arrived on time and he was quite smartly dressed.
Yes, his shirt was a bit creased and his hair was slightly dishevelled.
Yes, but overall his appearance was okay. His CV isn't bad. He's got some good experience of working in a shop and he's obviously quite hard-working.
Yes, he said he sometimes worked very long days in his last job, so he seems very industrious. I thought that was quite impressive.
I thought he asked some interesting questions.
Hmm.
He seemed interested in this job, which was good, and he'd obviously done his homework on the company.
Yes, that was excellent. He knew all about us, didn't he? Okay, so he's a possibility. Now, what about the second candidate?
Shona McEnroe.
Hmm.
She was punctual and polite, wasn't she?
Yes, and she looked very respectable in that skirt and matching jacket.
Her CV is the best of the three. She's worked in a big department store in London, and she's also got experience of working in a small coffee shop. So she's got plenty of experience in dealing with customers.
Yes, and I thought she gave a very good answer to the question about how to deal with a difficult customer.
I'm sure she's hard-working too. When she worked at the department store, they gave her some extra responsibilities, so she can't be idle, and she must be good at her job.
Yes, she seems quite single-minded too, which is good for our company. We want people who are determined and ambitious.
Okay. What about the third candidate, Rupert Holbrook?
I thought he was a disaster. He was 10 minutes late for a start.
Yes, and he was very scruffy. Those jeans were completely inappropriate, I thought.
I agree. He's obviously very bright, though. If you look at his CV, he got very good exam results at school.
Yes, his CV's okay, but he didn't give very good answers to the questions, did he? He didn't seem to want to talk about his previous experience. I wonder if there was a problem there. Maybe he didn't get on very well there.
Yes. And he didn't seem interested in the job. His body language was all wrong. It gave the impression that he really didn't want to be here.
I don't think he really wants this job. I think he applied for it because he doesn't know what he wants to do.
Yes, he seems a bit aimless, doesn't he?
Mm.
He needs to think about what career he wants.
So, who do you think is right for the job?
For me, definitely Shona McEnroe. What about you?
I'm not sure. She's obviously a good candidate, but I also liked Matthew Ibbotson. I think Shona might be too ambitious. She might just do this job for a year and then move on. But I think Matthew would be more committed to the company.
No, I don't agree. I think Shona would be...